Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara and Vav and Metzia, Daf Mem Vav. We continue to learn for the safety and the success of the Chayalim. They should have a refuah shleima, those in need. They should bring the Chatufim back, b'mheira, in good health, and there should be shalom in all of Klal Yisrael. And yesterday's share, we had a machlokes between Rav and Levi. We don't know which one said which opinion. One of them said, Chadomar Matabeya Nasa Chalipin, that in fact, coins could function as an exchange for a kinyan chalipin. The other one said, no, coins cannot function as such an exchange. And we discussed this in some detail in yesterday's share. We pick up today with the final Psak Halacha, V'chein Omar Ula. This is found about halfway down the daf of Mem Vov and Aleph, right above the Tosos, Idi v'idi b'prutitos. So v'chein omar ula. Likewise, ula paskind ein matbei anasa chalipin. That the coins do not have the ability to be used as the suda to go and make a kinyan suda to go and make an exchange. Similarly, v'chein omar ravasi. Ravasi said the same thing. Ein matbei anasa chalipin. And furthermore, v'chein omar rabba. Rabba also said the same thing. So we have three amaraim here: ula, ravasi, and rabba bar bar chana. Amar of Yochanan. Rabba bar bar chana said the name of Rav Yochanan. So all of these Hamarayim paskin like the opinion that says that the coins cannot be used for a Kenyan Suda. Now, Eisei Rabbi Abba Ula, Rabbi Abba specifically asked Ula this question, but the same question goes on Ravasi, and the same question goes on Rabba Bar Barachan or Rabbi Yochanan. How can you say, Ein Matbe Anasa Chalipin? We have the following Braisa, which says, Hare Shahayu Chamarov Upoalov Tovin Oso Bashuk. You had a person that was hiring workers, and these workers are Tovin Oso. Rashi says, Mos Schorim, they're asking for their wages, and or Umizon Oseim, and or food. They're entitled to food. Let's say they're workers all day, so the boss has to go pay for them for lunch. So these workers, the donkey drivers and the poalim that were hired out, were asking for their wages and or for lunch money. So the person who had hired them didn't have the money on him. He therefore told the local money changer, and he said to him, ten li bedinar, go and get for me mos, copper coins, prutos, and I'll give you a silver dinar, and you'll give me the appropriate exchange in how many pennies. So I'll give you a dollar, and you'll give me 100 pennies, and I'll pay these gentlemen for their wages and for their lunch money. I will go and take care of them. Rashi explains that this lashon is, eset tzorcheim, I'll go and take care of their needs. In other words, you give me the, let's say, dollar's worth of prutos. I don't have the dollar with me right now. I have the silver dollar at home, and I'll give it to you later on. Vani alelcha, and I will eventually give you yafei dinar. Right now, we'll understand this yafei dinar. Rashi says that it means I will give you the value of this dollar in silver. You gave them the value of that in prutos. I will give it to you in silver, and I will add on utresis, and I will add on a certain additional amount of coinage mimos sheyesh li bevesi, from money, from funds that I have in the house. Now, he's basically saying, give me 100, and I'll give you back 110. Why isn't that ribbis? So the Braisa tells us, im yesh lo mos, if in fact he has the money right then and there in the house, mutter, this is permissible to do. Rashi explains, kasol kadaitach, the kivun di yesh lo, since he has this money right now in the house, habluhu chalipin, this is functioning as a kinyan chalipin, the 100 pennies that he's taking right now from the shulchani, he's making a kinyan chalipin with money on the coins that he has in his house, on the silver maw, let's say, on the dollar, as well as on this tresis, on the additional money. And therefore, this is a kinyan chalipin. Hebelu chalipin, the hichlev elu bielu. He's exchanging the 100 pennies over here for $1.10 that he has in his house. She beveso, that which money he has in his house. Umachmas dochako, and because he's forced to do this, ozil gabe lo say slow traces yoser. Since the guy's doing him a favor, he's under pressure to pay his workers, so he says, okay, I'll make this exchange, $1 for $1.10. The ain kamishum ribis, in this situation, there is no ribis concern, the Braisa tells us. Rashi explains, shari ain kan schar hamtona. Ribis, by definition, is I'll give you $100 now, and 6 months from now, you'll return me $200, $150. So the schar hamtana, the reward that I'm getting, the extra money, is for waiting to get my money back. Schar hamtana is ribis. Shari'ein mamsin lo klum, but here, he's not waiting at all for this. The exchange occurs simultaneously. Shari'hu paru miyad. So the dollar for a $1.10, in my example, heter gomer. It's not ribis. I'm allowed to give you $1,000 bill and get only back $100 bill, or take, give you $100 bill and get $1,000 bill right now for it, that's called a sale. And therefore, that is permitted. And therefore, if he has the money in his house, it's a kinyan chalipin. Now here, Rabbi Abba is saying to Ula and all the others at hold that ain matbeya nasa chalipin. You see from this brisa that a matbeya does do chalipin. And therefore, im yesh lo mos, if he has money at home, he makes a kinyan chalipin and mutter, and it works. But if he doesn't have the money at home in Wav, then it's awesome because then it's ribbis. Making you wait to get your dollar back, and when you wait, you'll get $1.10 back. So therefore, that's ribbis. Now, here's the question again. Rabbi Abba is saying to Ula, if you, Ula, are right, if you, Ravasi, are right, if you, Rabba, Barra, Chanon, Rav Yochanan, are all right, then, so then, if this isn't an exchange, if this isn't a chalipin, so then it's a loan. And if it's a loan, you're not allowed to borrow 100 and get back 110. So therefore, it would be ribis. So that's the question that Rabbi Abba posed to Ula. Ishtik, Ula was silent. He didn't have an answer for Rabbi Abba. But again, as I always point out, they're not interested in winning. So Rabbi Abba says, maybe Ula, here's the answer to you, how you have to understand this brisa. In fact, Amalei, Rabbi Abba said to Ula, understand the brisa in the following way, and then you don't have a question. Dilma, idi the idi beprotitos, shanu. In fact, both of them were dealing with the one who borrowed the money to pay for his workers and the one who then got repaid, the shulchani who got repaid. Each of them was getting repaid with protitos. Protitos are coins that aren't minted. They don't have a form on them. They're slugs. So the idi beprotitos, idi beprotitos shanu. They're both dealing with these slugs, with these asimons. Deleko alayu tiva, and neither one of them, therefore, by definition, is money. Each of them is a commodity. And if they're a commodity, so then a kinyan chalipin can occur. Because v'idi perahavu, because they're considered each a commodity. These slugs, these unsura coins, these coins without a form on them, without a design on them, are not considered money. They're considered commodity, peira. And therefore, umishum hachi, niknu b'chalipin. That's why you can make a chinyan chalipin. So the shulchani, when he gives to this person money, he's really giving him protitos, these slugs. And therefore, he's getting a chinyan chalipin back for these slugs. And therefore, it's not a problem. Idi v'idi peira havu. And the chinyan chalipin can occur. It's not money. It's a regular chinyan chalipin. Ula says, taka Rabbi Abba, you're right. I agree with you 100%. That talk is the answer to the question that you asked me. And I'll show you that this is correct. What you're suggesting is correct because Daikonami, look carefully at the way the brisa reads. Diktoni, Yefei Dina retraces. The person who was supposed to pay the workers, the one who had hired the workers and now couldn't pay them and was borrowing from the shulchani these protitos, said, I will pay you back. Diktoni, Yefei Dina. He didn't say a dinar yofe. He didn't say, I will give you coins. I will give you your fey dinar, the value of a dinar, utraces, and a little bit more. And therefore, the lo ktani dinar yofer utraces. And therefore, shma mina, you see that this was a kinyan chalipin, and it wasn't money for money. So that's teretz number one. That's how Rabbi Abba's question on Ula can be answered. Teretz number two, Rav Ashi gives this teretz. Rav Ashi omar, liolam bidomim uber prototos. In fact, the shulchani gave money, and the person who was having to pay his workers, he paid him back the protitos with these slugs. So kivon de islay, but he had money in his house. So nase ke omer halveni ad sheyavo bini o ad sheemtzo mavteyach. So this is analogous to what we had previously. We had said before, and we'll have it later in the Masecht as well, that if the person has that money in his house, even though it's not accessible to him, so then there's no saw the saw. There's no concern over here of ribbis because he has the money. So therefore, it says if he's giving it to him right now, because the person just can't access his money. So he says, when my son comes or when I get the key, that's when I'll give you the money. But I have it right now, and therefore, it's not considered a ribbis exchange. Okay. Mark continues and says, Toshma, we have the following Mishnah. There's a Mishnah Kedushin that teaches us, Kol Hanase Domin Bi'acher. As soon as something is used as money, it's Nase Domin Bi'acher. It's being used as money to pay for something else. Kivin Shazocha Zeh, once the person who is selling the item has taken this money, So then, nischayev zu b'chalipin. Then the person who's purchasing the item is considered the owner of that item. In other words, a kinyan seeming of chalipin is occurring here with money. So this Mishnah in Kiddushin seems to suggest that you can make a kinyan chalipin with money. I give you the money, and in return, I get the item that I purchased from you, even though I didn't make a kinyan on it, via this chalipin with the money. So that's what the Gemara is now going to ask. This Mishnah said, "Kol anas adam biacher my niu." What is it talking about? Isn't it talking about my bay? Isn't it talking about money? Reuven gave Shimon money, and now the thing that Reuven is buying from Shimon through a kinyan chalipin now belongs to Shimon. That means that money can be used for a kinyan chalipin. This is again a kasha on all of the opinions that we brought down that said no, a matbea cannot be used for a kinyan chalipin. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda says no. Hachi Kamar. This Mishnah in Kiddushin is telling us the following. We turn to the involvement with base. Kol hanishom domin biacher, something that is being used as if it were money. In other words, it is the payment, but it's not money itself, but it's being used to purchase something. So when Reuven gives something that is nishom domim, it has the value of money to Shimon, so now when he gives this item to him, it's as if it's money, but it's not money, and therefore, kivin shezoch is there, as soon as Shimon acquires this item, it's not cash. Therefore, a kinyan chalipin can work in nischayev zeh b'chalipin. And automatically, as soon as Shimon acquires this cash equivalent, this nishom domim, so boom, it works as a kinyan chalipin to now have Reuven own that item. Now, Hachanami Stabra, the Gemara says that Rav Yehuda's understanding of this Mishnah in Kiddushin makes very good sense, because keep on reading that Mishnah. Midiktani Seifa, the next sentence in the Mishnah says, Ketzad, what are we talking about? Kol nishom domim bi'acher. What are we talking about? So it said, for example, Hechliv shor bipara. Reuven was exchanging his shor for Shimon's paro, or o chamar bishor, or he gave him a chamar in order to get Shimon's shor. And in this situation, that's exactly, he's using it as money. Kol anishom domim biacher. So he's using the first case, the shor, or the second case, the chamar, to go and purchase the other item. So it's acting as if it's money, but of course it's not. It's a commodity, and therefore, shma minot, you can make a kinyan chalipin on it. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us, and it has nothing to do with matbeya, nothing to do with coinage being allowed to be used for a kinyan chalipin. Nudimar says, so what were we originally thinking? My desolik, adaita meikara, matbeya, my ketzai. According to the first opinion that we had before Rav Yehuda came along, that we were dealing with money, so how did he understand the next part of the Mishnah, which said ketzai? And it's talking about a Hechlu Shor Biparo O Chamor Bishar. If it's not talking about money, so then what was his Hava mean to think in the first place that it was? So the Gemara says, Halki Kamar, this is what the first opinion was thinking in understanding this Mishnah as talking about money. It was saying, Uperi Nami of the Chalipin. The item over here, the commodity, can also function as Chalipin. Ketzad, for example, Hechlu Shor Biparo O Chamor Bishar. So the first part was talking about cash, and then he's saying as well, you could do this with a commodity. That was the Hava Mina of that opinion. Okay. Now the Gemara says, this works out great. Hanichal Rav Sheishes. This is the famous machlokas that I brought down yesterday from Daf Mem Zayim, which we'll have in tomorrow's Gemara. We'll finally get to it, the machlokas between Rav Sheishes and Rav Nachman. Now, in yesterday's shir, I originally had dictated it a little bit wrong. So people that chopped the shir, the first 5 or 10 people that listened to the shir yesterday before I changed it, I made a slight change from minute 30 to minute 32 on the shir. And I'm going to correct it again now. So if you don't go back to hear it, I want to make sure I say it correctly now, because I think I mixed up the names in that machlokas. So now I'll say it correctly again now. I did correct it. Anybody listening to this shir in the right time, anybody after the first few listeners that it was downloaded on Daf Mem Hey, so it's all already corrected. But if you happen to be one of the first few listeners on Daf Mem Hey, so I did re-dictate minutes 30 to 32. In any event, don't worry about that if you didn't understand what I just said. I'm going to repeat it now. There's a machlokas in tomorrow's Shia between Rav Sheshis and Rav Nachman as to whether the Kinyan Sudar must only be done with a Sudar, with a Kli, or can it also be done with a commodity? So Rav Sheshis says, that according to Rav Sheshis, it's not only a kli that can make a kinyan chalipin, like a sudar, but you can have a para, or a chamar, or any other commodity to make a kinyan chalipin. So what we just said works out very well according to Rosh Hashanah, because the para, the shar, the chamor that you exchange over here are all commodities, they're all peri. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah says, no problem, you're allowed b'chatchila to make a kinyan chalipin not only with the kli. And then tomorrow Rashi will understand what the machlokis is about between Rosh Hashanah and Rav Nachman. Right now we'll just say what their opinions are. Rosh Hashanah says you can use something other than a kli in order to make a kinyan chalipin. But Elul Rav Nachman, according to Rav Nachman, based upon the psukim that we'll learn tomorrow, the Amar kli in Aval Peri, lo av de chalipin, according to Rav Nachman, you can only make a kinyan chalipin with a sudar, with a kli. But you cannot do it with peri. You cannot do it with commodity. You can't do it with a shor, a par, a chamor. So then, my ketzah, then, how do they understand the Mishnah and Kedushin? The opinion of Rav Nachman seems to be contradicted by the Mishnah and Kedushin. So what's going on? Rav Sheshes works out very well, but Rav Nachman has a problem. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Nachman, you have to learn the Mishnah in Kedushin, in the following way. Yesh domim shehem kechalipin. There are times that a monetary payment can have the same halachic impact as the kinyan chalipin. And on that ketzah, what are we talking about? For example, if Reuven wants to buy the shor of Shimon. Now, Shimon wants money for it. But after Reuven buys this shor from Shimon, he made a kinyan in it, and now he owes him the money, he now is wanting to pay it with, let's say, a chamor. And Shimon says, no problem. I'll take your chamor instead of the $100 cash. So, ketzad, hechliv dimei shor b'para, or o dimei chamor b'shor. So Reuven purchased something from Shimon, got the item, made a kinyan in it, and now he owes the money. But instead of wanting to give him the money, Shimon says, I'll take your animal for an exchange. So that is how Rav Nachman would learn the Mishnah. Hechlif demei shor bepara, o demei chamor bishar. That works as if it was chalipin. So this is domim shehein kechalipin. And that's how Rav Nachman would learn that Mishnah. Now, what's the understanding over here? Why? My time with Rav Nachman. So the bottom line is, Sava look Rav Yochanan. He holds like a famous machlokas that we've also discussed between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish as to does money make an actual kinyan or not. So Midya Reiser, Rav Yochanan says, yeah, money makes a kinyan. Sava look Rav Yochanan. And Rav Nachman holds like this opinion of Rav Yochanan, the min ha-Torah, the omar dvar Torah, mos konos. When I give you $100, boom, I have acquired that item that I just bought for you for $100. My money does make a permanent kinyan. That's min haTorah. But the rabbis were concerned, but money is not koneh. Why did the rabbi say that you have to make a kinyan on the item, but the money that you give to purchase it is not considered a good kinyan, even though min haTorah it is? Because of a gezerah. What's the gezerah? Gezerah, shema yomar lo, nisfu chitecho be'aliyah. Because Reuven gave Shimon $100. Now he owns the weed in the attic. Okay? Now there's a fire there. Normally, if it was Shimon's weed, he'd go rush to put it out, even though he's putting himself at very, very slight risk. But now he can say, hey, that's not my weed. Let it burn. And he's not going to be incentivized to go and save Reuven's weed. So therefore, the rabbi said, guess what? We're not allowing the money to acquire the weed for Reuven. You still own it until he makes a kinyan on the weed. This way, you'll go and protect his weed. And you won't say, tough luck, sorry, nisrifu chitecha b'aliyah. Now, that's only for common things that the rabbis make the gezerah. Umilso d'shchicha gozwe rabbanon. We have a famous rule that the rabbis only make gezerahs for commonly done things. So it's something that's likely to happen. The rabbis might make a gezerah. So it's very likely that people will buy product from, Reuven will buy product from Shimon, and he won't take possession of it right away, but he'll give him the money. So min ha-din, min ha-Torah, it belongs to Reuven, but there's no incentive for Shimon to be careful with it because it's no longer Shimon's. So therefore, something that's common, the rabbi said, Gzerah, yeah, we're not letting the money make the kinyan. Until you actually, Reuven, go and make a kinyan mishicha, it still belongs to Shimon, and this way he'll protect it. But, milsa de lo shchicha, something that's very, very unusual, lo gazru be'rabban, and the rabbis didn't make such a din. Now, this case in Kiddushin, the Mishnah in Kiddushin that we brought down, exchanging the par for the shor, or the chamor for the shor, so they're very unusual cases for something like that to happen. Oh, yeah, you owe me $100. But again, I'll take your donkey instead. So that's not a normal thing. Therefore, the rabbis let the basic din, the oraisa, that the money can make the kinyan work. And therefore, this Mishnah and Kiddushin is not a stira to Rav Nachman. Nuri Mor says, that's great if you hold Rav Nachman holds like Rav Yochanan, that he says that the kinyan does work on the oraisa level, and the rabbis made gzeira. But what about Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish diyamar, no, Meshicha mefureshes ben Torah. The only way you can make a kinyan on that item is doing a kinyan Meshicha, a kinyan Akbah. You have to make a real kinyan on the item. And guess what? Your money doesn't work on a Daraisa level, and it doesn't work on a Darabanan level. So that's the opinion of Reish Lakish. So now, Ha Nicha, everything works out well if he holds Isava Lok Rav Sheshes. If he holds like Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, a minute ago, we just said, says that a commodity can make a kinyan chalipin. Ah, so then the para, the chamar, the shar, they all work via a kinyan chalipin because they are a commodity. And if Rav Shlakish holds like Rav Sheshes, no problem. But what happens if Rav Shlakish, in fact, holds like Rav Nachman? So great, if he holds like Rav Sheshes, so Matarz look at Rav Sheshes, lands the same way Rav Sheshes says. Eli Yosef look at Rav Nachman, but if he holds like Rav Nachman, that commodities don't make a kinyan chalipin, so then this shar, this chamar, this para, they can't make a kinyan chalipin. And certainly, he holds that there is no such kinyan with money on a deraisa level, nor on a derabana level. So then, hechi matarzla. So then, if Reish Lakish holds like Rav Nachman, we got a problem. We can't understand the Mishnah. The verse says you're 100% right. Al Karcha, therefore, that Reish Lakish must hold Rav Sheshes with Taritzla. He must hold like Rav Sheshes. He cannot hold like the opinion of Rav Nachman. Now the Gemara goes back to discuss that which we learned in our Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. Tanan, we learned, Kol HaMetaltelin Konin Zezeh. We said that one type of movable property, one type of item, can be Kona, another type of item. The Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, "Vafilu kis malei mos, bekis malei mos." And this works even to go and make a kinyan chalipin on a coin filled with money to exchange it, make a kinyan chalipin for another coin filled with money. Kis malei mos can be used for chalipin to go and acquire a kis malei mos. That is what Reish Lakish understands our Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalet to teach us. Kol metaltelin kolim zezeh. Now. This is a kiss with money. So it looks like money can make a kinyan chalipin. We're back to our original question. Can money make a kinyan chalipin? So it seems from this understanding of Reish Lakish of our Mishnah, yeah, it can. So Tirgum Ravacha, Ravacha says, no, you can't learn that from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah, when it talks about Reish Lakish saying, it means, it means, afilu kiss mole mos, bekiss mole mos. It's not money being exchanged on money. It is bedinar anka, the anigra, which we'll explain in a moment. It's a specific type of money called anka, specific type of money called the anigra, which actually, as we'll see, function more as commodities than money. And that's why you might have thought that they are not able to go and make a kinyan chalipin. You might have thought that they're money. So the answer is that they, in fact, function as commodities, and you can make a kinyan chalipin with them. And that's what the Mishnah is talking about, called metal and kol nezezeh. Reish Lakish says, you're dealing with something that looks like money, but it's not really money. Now, what exactly are this dinar anka and anigra? So, one of them is echad shepesalto malchus. One of them is a coin that the government declared no longer legal tender. That means that the government won't allow to use it, but on the black market, people are still using it. The other one, the echad shepesalto medina. One of them, the people, let's say in New York, say, we're not accepting this coin. But the people in New Jersey say, we still accept it. So it's not a federal rule, it's a local rule. And in this Medina, they're no longer accepting this, not only in public, but even on the black market. They have made the decision, for whatever the reason, they're not accepting this. But that's in New York. In New Jersey, no problem, they're still accepting it. So that's what anka and anigra are. In some ways, they're not good legal tender, either because the government says they're no good, but people still use it at the black market, or because this state said it's no good, albeit in other states it's still good. So therefore, utzricha, you need to tell me both of them, because I would have said, di yashminon besalto malchus, if you told me that this Mishnah is teaching us a case where the government said it's no longer legal tender, so I would have said, mishum de lo sagi klal. That's because it's not allowed to be used at all. However, abo besalto medina, but when only a state says it's no good, I would have said, okay, New York doesn't allow it, but the sagi le medina achriti, but the New Jersey does allow it. So therefore, in that situation, I might have thought that it functions as money, and you can't make a kinyan chalipin on it. So, Amor akati mabeyu, because it still has the status of a coin. They mabeyu nikti b'chalipin, and he wouldn't be able to use it with kinyan chalipin. Therefore, you need to come to tell me that, no, that type of a coin, which is no good in New York, but it's still good in New Jersey, that can have a kinyan chalipin on it because it's not considered money. Now, just tell me that case. Just tell me that case. Well, I wouldn't know the case of the federal government saying that it's no good. The reason why in New York State it's no good is because it's no good in New York State, both in the black market and legally. So therefore, I'm going to say that that's the only reason why it's considered no longer a coin and it can be used as a commodity as a kinyan chalipin. Abul Basalto Malchus, when the Malchus says it's no good. Okay, so the United States says it's no good, but everybody's using it on the black market. The Sagile Bitsinna, everybody's still using it in private. So therefore, a Markati Matbeyu. I would have said, yeah, it has the status of still being a Matbeya. And therefore, I cannot make a Kenyan Khalipin on it. Ain't Matbeya Nikhil Khalipin, therefore, Tzricha. Therefore, we need this to be taught, Tirgum Ravacha, both for the dinar that's known as Anka and the dinar known as Tzanigra, the one that the federal government says is no good, but they're still using it on the black market. That can be used as a kinyan chalipin, and also the one where New York says it's no good, both in the regular legal tender, and they're also not allowing it to be used in the black market, but New Jersey says it's okay. So both of these, they're not considered fully matbeya, and therefore you can make a kinyan chalipin with both of them. And that is how Rav Acha understands the Mishnah. As Reish Lakish explained, afilu kis malei mos, bekis malei mos. Okay. We'll just conclude today's shir with reading the start of the next statement from Rav Huna, which we'll go over again in tomorrow's shir. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Huna. Rabba tells us the name of Rav Huna. Mechor li be'elu. Reuven goes to Shimon and says, I want to buy that item of yours. I want to buy your chair. Here, buy it with this bunch of money. Mechor li be'elu. Sell me your chair with this bunch of money over here. Kana. So, as soon as Shimon takes that money, that bunch of money, unspecified amount of money from Reuven, boom, Reuven has acquired the chair. It is a Kenyan Chalipin, as we turn to Memvav Omud Aleph. However, the Gemara tells us, V'yesh lo olav onah. There is the din, as Rashi says, of onah here. In Ein B'moz k'dei d'mei ha-chayfetz, she'pichas u'shtus, if the amount of money that he gave him was inadequate, it wasn't enough money, it was more than a sixth off from what the price should have been. So he gave him, let's say, a bundle of money that was $100, but the item was worth $200. So there's a huge difference between the amount of money he gave, much more than the amount of onah, which we allow up to a sixth off. So therefore, there's onah here, so Reuven can go and claim from Shimon, hey, I gave you $200, but it's only worth $100, so therefore I want you to give me back the money or the sale's off, so he's allowed to do so. V'yeshlo olav onah. However, kana af agav de lo moshach. According to Rav Huna, a kinyan was made over here by just giving over the bundle of money, even though Reuven, when he gave over the bundle of money, never actually did a kinyan hagbah or kinyan meshicha on the chair, on the item that he bought. Because the kivan de lo kopid, since he obviously was not very particular, the person who was selling it didn't really look to see how much coins he got. He said, okay, I'll take this bunch of money and give it to you. Therefore, kana. So therefore, it is a valid kinyan. Dechi chalipin domi. And it functions as if it was a kinyan chalipin. This bundle of money, since it's not a set amount, it's not a specified amount, functions more like a sudar than it does as cash. However, there still is a din of onah. V'yesh lo olav onah. That's what Rabba said in the name of Rav Huna. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Huna, this din. Furthermore, the Yesh lo olav onah, he says that it has a din of onah, the mechor li be'elu kamalei, because he said, sell me. He used the lashon of a sale, and the lashon of a sale has built into it, if it's cheating one way or the other, the person has the right to get their money back if the cheating is of a significant nature, more than a sixth. Okay, that's the first version of Rav Huna. Rabbi Abba said in the name of Rav Huna. First version we had was Rabba in the name of Rav Huna. Now we have Rabbi Abba, Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Mechor li bielu. If Reuven said to Shimon, I want to purchase this item from you with this bunch of money, and Shimon accepts it, so kana, so then as soon as Shimon takes that bundle of money, that bunch of money, so boom, the chair, the item, is automatically acquired to Reuven via this kinyan chalipin. And in fact, Rav Abba says in the name of Huna, he acquires it, the ein lo olav onah. And there is no din of onah here, because it's a kinyan chalipin. And just like the sudar is worth 10 cents, and the item that you may be purchasing, let's say the ksuba, is worth $50,000. So yeah, even though they're not the same value, there is no din of onah by a kinyan chalipin. So these are the two versions, Rabba's version and Rabbi Abba's version of Ravuna. And Be'ezus Hashem, and tomorrow Shia, we'll discuss more what this exactly entails and what are the nafkaminas of this. Well, this will conclude today's Shia.